Hi, this is Debbie, and this is Light Up Your Worth podcast. I am so excited to continue to share this episode with my guest, Pamela, as we explore tapping into higher frequencies than have ever been here before in history. To decide as you own being your own solvent being, that when you're saying, "I'm done," that's complete with old patterns to allow the energies to flow. Pamela walks you through some clarifying questions to help you ground yourself as you update your DNA and manifest. So I cannot wait to share this with you. And I wanted to point out, and the details are also in the show notes of how to reach Pamela. But she has a listener offer of 10% off an acoustic record session or grid light healing program for anybody who books. And this offer is good for 1 month after we publish this. So look at her website, PrincetonHealingHouse.com, for more details. And next week will be the conclusion of the three-part series of talking with Pamela. And that's when we begin right out talking about the grid lines. So if you missed last week's episode, episode 118, that is where we started our discussion. So I'm so excited that you're here, grateful. Please know how much I love that you are here. And I can't wait to share more of this episode with you, with Pamela. So enjoy it. Thank you for being here. Sending you sunshine.
You are listening to Light Up Your Worth with transformational coach Debbie McAllister, whose vision is to provide spiritual connection, magical learning, and positive resources for your toolbox to raise the consciousness and frequencies for you and our Mother Earth, to discover the unbelievable resource within yourself. This podcast is for you, the spiritually curious, seeking inspiration, hope, and practical knowledge as you navigate healing, personal growth, and development. As you move forward with confidence, building a consciously intentional, radiant life. Each week, you will be given an all-access pass into the lives of other spiritual souls, energetic healers, spiritual modality experts, thought-provoking life coaches, empowering therapists, and uplifting authors who are real and vulnerable as they share their own unique journeys through healing and offer their gifts. This podcast is here to provide engaging and heart-centered conversations that offer so much wisdom, it will motivate you to light up your worth. Thank you for tuning in. Embrace your brilliant, gorgeous, and talented, worthy self.
But in the last 3 years, I feel like I've had more breakthroughs of deep-seated stuff. And I wanted to hear your thoughts on that for those who have also experienced the last few years of like stuff that you didn't even realize you still had within you, like this transformation. And you're smiling, so I can't wait to hear what you have to know, like your thoughts on that. And
so I'm getting chills shooting through my body as you're speaking, which so sometimes my body activates with energy when someone's speaking, which is a sure sign for me that there is a message. So someone in your audience is really waiting for to listen to this and receive and hopefully activate within themselves by listening to us say the words. And so this is a beautiful time. And it's a time where I don't know anyone who hasn't been touched during, certainly since 2020, with some type of tragedy, trauma, difficulties, challenges. And I'm going to say this, when we see some of the formational structures of our society changing, it's happening, I believe, for the best good. And if you hold that perspective, because it's nothing new, these are things that have been going on for decades, if not centuries, if not millennia. And we're seeing it now. So it seems scary, but to me, what's scarier is to not see it. And it's actually operating under our radar. So what's beautiful about this energy, my background has very much been in traditions that honor maybe isolating in a cave and spending years leaving your family to become enlightened. And those are beautiful traditions that have come forward to help support us in this day and age. However, it's not needed to do it that way anymore. I'm a mom. I have a family. I wish to stay present and have my practices work for me in an active life. And that idea of go, not even thinking, like, we're trained from the time we're young, when we're not happy, maybe some people didn't find, I'm saying school because school's been mandatory in the United States, and maybe it wasn't fulfilling for us. Maybe we felt bad about ourselves and then we're graded on top of it. So God forbid you make a mistake, right? And so we're used to pushing ourselves through, living our lives, doing things that maybe we don't even like to do and that aren't right for us. But now generations have been trained this way. So we don't even ask ourselves, what do I like? And what makes me happy? Where do I lose a sense of time? And I simply am in my joy. And we've been taught that's not really a way to go about life. You want to make money, you want to be successful. And maybe if you're really lucky, what you love, you can make money that way. Maybe. So what happened during these past few years is things came to a halt, and people either faced hardships to go through to work out for themselves and their families, which really makes it challenging. And some people realized, wow, I really like this pace. And guess what? The company where I am can go on this way. And so times have changed. Companies are calling people back to work because they have this real estate and they don't want to justify people making other choices, staying at home. But maybe there are more progressive ways of looking at it, and people are making other choices. And some generations are pushing for that. Certainly generations younger than how I grew up are saying, wait a minute. I'm not just going into the office and assuming it's okay for me to not be happy or not really love what I'm doing in the day. And so there's this balance of what are the possibilities? What are the potentials? What can I do? Where's my joy? And your answer is always in what brings you joy. And from there, if we can join together, because if anything, what this time taught us is how dangerous it can be to keep separate from each other. It's really when we join together and we unify and we work together to find solutions and we activate each other and we bring our gifts and we share our gifts that the magic happens. So you and I coming together, having a talk about energy, creates a higher frequency for people to tap into. And that's where the magic happens. So we've seen multiple times in our own written history where certain inventions happen at the same time. Those inventions of the patents get submitted at the same time for same inventions, different parts of the world. So we're tapping into the same energy, the same frequency, and we bring it in. Are you ready for, can I give a little more energetic expanded answer?
Please, please.
So we're being supported in a time of higher access to more energy. We're literally lightening up. We're in a photon belt, an upswing of energy that allows us to access higher frequencies, expanded dimensions, and expanded densities. So we're literally lightening up. This is activating our What I look at is a soul print, our very core of how we're designed. It's activating more of our DNA strands. And we're going to see more of our abilities and powers come through. So when you catch yourself, maybe in a lower frequency, you're not feeling well, you're feeling sick. That's normal. It's that part of us is literally sloughing off. It's coming up as a potential saying, look at this part of how I've always thought, how I've always felt, how I've always done things. Is this true for me now? And I might look at something and say, that's interesting. I've thought I've healed that already. And here it's showing up again. What's happening now is it's clearing out so much more quickly. It's simply showing up because somewhere in my design and my energy patterning, I have it anchored in. And it's giving me a chance to see, and I'm seeing this with all of my clients, even clients who are coming to me for acupuncture, not energy work. And I see things come up in them and I'm saying, wow, it's coming up for them to decide as their own sovereign free being saying, I'm not doing it that way anymore. And this moment, I'm making a different choice. I'm done with that. Done. And you literally can say out loud, I'm done. That's complete. And then you make a choice, a simple choice. Maybe it's a choice instead of yelling at that person in front of me who's coming at me, whew, old patterning, take a breath, and I'm going to walk away. That's a response instead of a reaction. You're breaking the distorted energy patterning, and you're letting the energy flow. And every now moment, it's literally moment by moment. So things are sweeping up much faster, if you will, because there's more energy, there's higher frequency. So imagine it. If you catch yourself, if you wish for something to show up in your life and you've been negated in life, that's not possible. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen for me. You've just negated yourself and you stopped the creation. And then you will experience outside of yourself, that's not happening. If you go inside yourself and you use your imagination, which we're losing that capacity because television, radio has taken over telling us how we should view things, telling us we've lost touch with our imagination, our creativity. One of the best things you can do for yourself is to use your imagination. Everything that you wish to see outside yourself, bring it in. So smell it, hear it, feel it. It doesn't matter what you've been told. If you want to imagine unicorns, if you want to imagine yourself flying, imagine yourself going to visit a dear beloved on the other side of this world, far, far away, like that rapidly. Imagine yourself there. And what happens as a collective, as more of us use our creativity and our ingenuity, that's what we create outside of ourselves. That's what we create as a collective. That's what we create for our society. And then all that artificial intelligence structure that's like an inverted matrix, a service to self paradigm that you're seeing movies show it, have been showing all that manipulation that gets us to create for the service to self group, we create for our highest and best good of all of us together. And that's what's happening now. And that's why things seem so quickly. So we get together, we raise each other's frequency, we support each other. We say, not in my universe is that going to go on. This is what I'm bringing forward. And we keep doing that and support each other and we're rocking it.
Wow. Wow. There was so much that just came through you.
As fascinating as this conversation is, we are going to pause for a moment and we'll be right back. As fascinating as this conversation is, we are going to pause for a moment and we'll be right back.
As a spiritual transformational coach and the Light Up Your Worth podcast host, I have recorded energetic healing meditations to clear out the limiting subconscious beliefs, releasing self-sabotage patterns, negative habits, and to interrupt and heal generational trauma and lovingly guide you through the journey of self-acceptance. Experience the Own Your Sparkle Energetic Healing with the quick confidence boosting meditation. Own Your Sparkle will keep you grounded in unconditional love for yourself, authentic confidence, and your unique inner sparkle through your journey. To receive your free download, go to www.lightupyourworthnospaces.net. I ground things in hearing the concepts of everything that you're hearing, right? And constantly go to, okay, how do I bring this in? How have I felt this? I have the podcast. I have a website, basic things that a lot of us have who are listening. But I have a tendency to write all these lists. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do this, which takes me out of the present moment. It's my to-do list, right? Whether it's at work or your own stuff. And I was getting caught up. This is probably a couple months ago now, caught up in my to-do list and going around in circles, feeling my nervous system. Okay, I shouldn't rest. I need to go do this. And then what happened is that I had this moment and I feel like I jumped into a whole other like time and space continuum. And I looked at the list and I said, yeah, that'll happen. But nobody's going to connect with me through if my have a perfect website page on coaching, right? Somebody's going to connect with me because when I learned how to coach, it was just a phone. That's how I started coaching, was a phone and a headset. So yeah, it's imperfect. Is it clear? Do I have the right copy? What problem am I solving? Right? We get down these roads of our mind. And I literally have been seeing Pamela for months, like the clear transparency of DNA. Like I see it. First, I was like, what is that I see? Thought it was like, is that dust in my air? What is it? And I realized that, oh, that's DNA, like pictures of what I've seen of DNA. And it just kept coming and coming. I'll sit here and I'll see it in the light. At first it was on the side of my eyes. And then it became very direct. Like I could sit here and it would just come pouring down in front of me. And then one day I looked up at my list and I said, yeah, it'll happen when it's supposed to happen. Now it's no longer there. It's back on all my post-its in the back. And I figured it's going to happen. That'll happen when it's supposed to happen. Not worried about it. But then now I have clients coming, coaching people, and it has nothing to do with what that tactical thing looked like that we're all taught to do when you're doing something like this, or where are all the guests going to show up? I don't worry about it. They'll just show up.
And so I love everything that you just said, because what happened to you, you got an upgrade, you got an energetic upgrade, and it activated you. And whenever you find it happens, people have moods that don't feel good, or you're feeling tired, you don't want to do something. I took a real dare, Debbie. In 2022, I went off social media almost entirely because I was called to. Now, if I took any business course, they would tell me I was nuts and I would lose everyone. But the business that I have where people come to me in person got very busy and there was an upswing in that. And I just didn't want to be present on social media. I didn't want the energy of being there. And yet it's so many gifts. I get to be with you. I get to be with your audience because of social media. So I'm not saying anything about it that way. But when you catch yourself doubting yourself, as soon as you're saying, I can't, I shouldn't, I'm not enough, I don't have the XYZ, the knowledge, the wisdom, the looks, the this and that, stop yourself and say, who says? Whose absolute conditioning, whose manipulation, whose inversion is that? Who says? And it's certainly not coming from inside of you, because isn't it daring to put yourself out there in a really vulnerable way and say, this is me? And will some people mock you? Maybe, probably, but who cares, right? You live you. So every time you're catching yourself on a downturn, and I say this with such passion for our young people, because I really wish for them to have a different experience than I did growing up, where constantly being negated. But if I were to completely negate myself and not do what I wish to do, I also wouldn't be able to answer my calling to be in service to people, however it shows up. And so what you described, when you relax and come into yourself, and you take care of yourself, because it's only you who's ever taken care of yourself or really honoring yourself. You give yourself the love. You smile to yourself. You give yourself what you need, regardless of any experiences you've had so far in childhood. You own yourself and say, I feel inside like I wish to do this. It's your life and experience. And what you notice is you get supported. So maybe I don't have all the information that I've been told is needed to start this business. You're referencing your business, but you take a step. And when you take a step, the next step appears. And you realize that as you're showing the universe, oh, I mean this, I'm doing it, it keeps supporting you. And as you're ready, the step appears, the action step appears, and the action step can actually be simply pausing and resting. When you're called to do that, honor yourself. We're not taught to honor ourselves. We're taught to go. So we never tune in and we never think. And then we can ask ourselves, who's doing that? Where did we learn that? And that's a whole different podcast and a whole different session. Mm-hmm. Let's stay with the energy.
Yeah.
You honor yourself. And when you honor yourself, the answers appear, the people appear, and it flows. And it's amazing. And you get to know yourself and you start to really like yourself and you start to self-correct. And sometimes I've had people hold space for me in my healing and I hold space for other people in their healing. And you realize, wow, it feels fun. And when it feels fun.
As fascinating as this conversation is, we are going to pause for a moment and we'll be right back. As fascinating as this conversation is, we are going to pause for a moment and we'll be right back.
If you have appreciated the phenomenal and nourishing spiritual souls that have blessed us as the guests of the Light Up Your Worth podcast, I would invite you to please consider joining me on Patreon. Patreon is a membership platform in a way to join your favorite creators community that makes it easy for creators to get paid for making the stuff you love. So as a Light Up Your Worth Patreon member, you will receive unlocking access to hours of content, bonus excerpts from the interviews, recorded energetic healings and meditations, discount codes on new program offerings, direct access to submit topics and questions for upcoming guest interviews in advance. You're able to influence what you would love to learn with guest suggestions, spiritual modalities, and specific healing techniques. And when you make a suggestion, I credit you with that and send you out a surprise thank you gift. You also get early access to the podcast guest interview and some behind the scenes activities of what's going on with the podcast. So the Light Up Your Worth membership levels begin at $2.27. And your Patreon support allows me to continue the podcast vision to provide spiritual connection, magical learning, and positive resources to nurture you on your spiritual journey. Together, we can raise the consciousness and frequency for yourself, the collective, and Mother Earth. Thank you for your generosity, and you can find more information at www.patreon.com/lightupyourworth. That's patreon.com/lightupyourworth, no spaces.
So let me be very practical for people. I have a long-term client. She started with acupuncture and she's now doing lots of energy work with me. And she's in the medical profession and she absolutely does not like what she sees where it's all about making money as opposed to serving that sick person in front of her, servicing them and their family. So she was recently put in a position of being in charge, and she's torn because she hates the structure. And what keeps coming through for me is not saying to her, oh, just leave what you're doing, create a different structure. She's like, how am I supposed to do that? Well, you start doing something a little differently and other people come to you. It shows up. And then you recognize, oh my goodness, this is the different way showing up for me. It might not look exactly how I thought it would look because an answer, a possibility, the universe will start offering you possibilities. Is this it? Is this what you're looking for? Is this the path you want to take? How about this path? Maybe this is your path. And you get to make the choices. And when you start to realize you're the one deciding, you're the one creating, that's manifestation. And then life gets really fun. And it is a practice. And it doesn't always work out. But when it doesn't work out and you feel like you've fallen flat on your face, get up. Get up, because the only failure is to not get up. Get up and say, okay, that wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Next time, I'm going to create and do it this way. I've learned something. It's that simple. But then it's every moment doing it that way, and your life will shift radically. And it'll show up, let's say, someone who's always triggered you. If they don't disappear out of your life completely, maybe they show up in your life and you say, wow, that didn't even bother me being around this person that, you know, this time. And then thank that person. Thank you for showing me that it's done differently, because sometimes the gift of a person in our life reveals how much we grow and how much we expand, how much we've changed. And the change always happens, as maybe you've heard, it's always you change yourself, right? As soon as you catch yourself trying to change another person, you turn around and you look at yourself, at what you wish to change within yourself.
Yes, to all of that. Oh my goodness. Taking the next best step was part of that, and feeling into it at a level that I had never experienced. What you just talked through is like, I don't have to figure all of this out. Like, I've tried that way. I've tried it more than once. And what might be considered a failure, right? And I've considered it as lessons learned. I've picked up different things along the way. But the shift of really feeling in at a soul level, like body connected with my head, connection that was connected, and leaning into it. And really believing it, like really believing it, going, no, like recently launched my first online summit of Mindset Shifting Summit. And it came together. And yeah, there's stuff that we all did putting it together. Yeah, the tactical part of it. But feeling into that actually happening, and the impact was like, that was the next step. And now what's the next step? And resting, allowing myself the rest that you talk about, the rest. I've allowed play, more play in my life in the last couple months, and how it shows up with the rest of the play, with manifesting, being more in my feminine. Boom. Exactly what you're talking about with that energy shift.
Yeah. It shows up. The more you play and the more joy you have and that you create for yourself. And when you catch yourself feeling down and you tap into the things that bring you joy and you take the time for yourself, you're giving yourself the message. You're giving your higher self the message. I'm worth it. I deserve this. And that's where life gets really fun, because then you get more of that. If you're beating yourself up all the time, you get more of that. It's the frequency you're pulling to yourself. So it's also a practice. And the great news, everyone, you don't have to sit in a cave anymore. There's so many of us here holding a higher frequency, and we're taking turns supporting each other, that it gets more and more. And if you're miserable inside, that's a clue to make changes and different choices. And it sometimes those changes happen and you feel like it's slow. And sometimes all of a sudden you surprise yourself and it drops in really fast. So as you're aligned with the energy, you pull it in. And so those very rapid manifestations are happening more and more. And then you're having that joy. And then you call people to you who are also very high frequency. And then it picks it up even more. So we're doing that for each other now. Where, let's say, if we're going back to our parents' generation, our grandparents' generation and back, there weren't as many people tapping into the energy. They were following a structure that was defined for them, that kept them living a life dictated by someone else's viewpoint, and maybe even giving over their power, giving over their ability. I don't know how, maybe someone else can do it for me. This doesn't look good. Save me. No, save yourself. And if that is really challenging for you, maybe that's where you look for someone to help you out, however that is. And I know people who've said to me, I'm always advocating for meditating. I don't meditate. That's fine. I know people who go out into nature and they're in a Zen space. Someone told me, what are those boards called where you're standing on them and you're balancing and you're paddling out on the water?
Oh, yeah. Standing on the paddle boards.
Yeah. Paddleboard. And they said, well, I don't meditate, but I go out on my paddleboard for hours. I'm like, there you go. There you go. It's that Zen space where you get away from the mental looping and you come into your truth. And then that those quiet moments, going near water, practicing gratitude, walking barefoot in the grass. So if you're wearing rubber-soled shoes all the time and you're never allowing your skin to touch earth, there are changes that are to be made for you and your health, your human, because this is important as well. So if things are showing up in your human body, and I work with people who have very serious sicknesses, dis-ease, it's important to start making those choices of taking care of yourself. Like, it's a big calling card. And you touched upon it a bit, where sometimes people are choosing to exit. And that is a very expanded perspective, right? From a third dimensional perspective, that can seem upsetting because we love people, you know, we get attached to our bodies. But to know that our energy is eternal and it's always there. And that goes for everyone, ourselves and anyone we know who have transitioned and passed out of their bodies. So I'll just throw that in there, Debbie. I know we're not talking about that per se. Mm-hmm. It was referenced. So we are eternal. We're infinite. Our energy is infinite.
Yes, I completely agree. The walk in nature, I moved, it's been a while, a little, I'm still in the first year, but to a different community. I moved to Flagstaff, Arizona, because I have been seeing trees in my dreams for over 10 years. And I've moved multiple places. I've been in like four states within a matter of 7 years. And when I arrived here, I'm in Flagstaff, Arizona, which, for those who aren't aware, it's Arizona, but we're at 7,000 elevation, and it's full. It's a ponderosa pine, and it's right next to Sedona on one side, Grand Canyon on the other side, and it's Indian American land of one of the biggest reservations in the U.S. And so the energy here is, for myself, the trees, the connecting with nature, extremely grounding. I feel like I've come home. And before I moved here, I tapped into one of my dear friends, and I said, because I've lived in several places and I didn't quite feel at home, she helped me go through and we looked at the grid lines. Like, we looked where I was born in comparison to the lines here. And she helped me understand these aerial lines, and it was a resounding yes, you need to live there. This is your space within these lateral. I'm losing my words here. Like on a map, latitude and longitude lines, I actually fit in where I am now, and I've just allowed that to happen and ground. And I love my community. And there's so much to still see. And so I know you work with grid lines. And
Yeah.
so I'm fascinated to hear like your thoughts on, I had never looked at those lines before I moved someplace. And I realize now why they didn't serve me and why this does. So I would love to hear your thoughts on grid lines. If you enjoyed this Light Up Your Worth episode, be sure to share with a soulful friend who needs to hear this message. Thanks so much for listening and being part of the Light Up Your Worth community. My heart is full of gratitude for you. You are my inspiration to shine the light of spiritual, heart-centered women. Now go out there and shine your own light. Sending you sunshine.